the first people to sing that song, are we? It almost felt like we just jumped in a river of people who have been singing that for centuries. The Spirit of God is alive in that piece of music. And I bet if you studied the history of that song, you would learn something unique about the power of God. He doesn't say you have to be whole and perfect for me to use you. He says you have to be broken and willing. God can take a broken and willing vessel and create a piece of music that changes people's lives. There's something transcendent in the nature of art and poetry and scripture. We believe that God is transcendent in his nature, and so he takes something that is ancient and he plants it in the present to wake us up. And so we're on a bit of a journey to find out what that is. But if I could just live in that moment that we just had forever and ever and ever, I believe that's what being in the presence and the glory of God is like. And we get little glimpses of it on this side. I truly believe it, that there are moments of heaven on earth, but they're previews of what's to come.
Creation sings your glory. Creation sings your glory.
This idea that God is transcendent, why we still sing these hymns that were written years and years and years ago, why do we still resonate with those songs? I believe it's because the Spirit of God is in those pieces of music. So what would happen if we studied the lives of the people who wrote those songs?
Whether it's hymns or poetry books that inspired us, we look at these people and we put them on pedestals and we've created all these things that they have been, and we look at them and we go, we can never do those kinds of things. We see that they had struggles, they had pain, they had doubt. They had all these things that I carry on a day-to-day basis. And God used them to do incredible things.
Would we find that they resonated with our own stories? Would we see that their brokenness was the same as our brokenness? And would we find that the faith and the pursuit of God is the same then as it is today?